Monday, August 19th, 2024, Board of Equalization at 2:45, followed by Board of Commissioners at 3:00 p.m.
If we're ready to go. Okay, let's all stand and say the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You know, I hear they don't do that in school no more. Is that correct? Anybody know that for a fact or not?
That is correct.
That is crazy. Okay, a current copy of the meeting act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county boardroom and is available for review of all citizens in attendance. Will you call roll, please, Sheree?
Scott?
Yes, ma'am.
Bob?
Here.
Troy?
Here.
Marty?
Here.
Okay, we have, first off, we have the number one, the consent agenda items. We just have only the approval of the previous minutes on August 5th of 2024. Do I get it?
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, we got Bob and Troy, please. Will you call roll on the consent agenda?
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, new business, which is at 2:45, and we are...
Do you want to...
What's that?
Excuse Brian or anything?
I'll make...
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Excuse him, yeah, yeah.
Nope, he's here.
Look at him there, yeah, I knew he was walking in. We don't need to excuse him. I didn't see you walk in.
You have to look down.
I did not say that, you did. Okay, so we're good with Brian, correct?
Good, yeah.
Okay, so new business. We got a hearing for the Glad, is it Tidings?
Glad Tidings, yep.
Yeah, the Lighthouse application for exemption of a motor vehicle taxes of qualifying nonprofit organization. Looks like they have a 2018 Chevy three-door, the VIN number ending in 277083, and it's used for trips and activities and missionary. The application comes from recommendation of approval of Don Bosque, treasurer. Don, so it's basically, again, I'd like to say this, it's just a formality.
Yeah.
Okay. Board to consider our recommendation of the county treasurer, so basically, we just need...
I'll make a motion to approve, Scott.
Okay, we got Bob to approve the exemption.
Second.
And we got Brian. Will you call roll, please?
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Okay, so we have Christie. She's not here, obviously, so she must not have anything for us.
Well, they're at training, but at the last meeting, Randy presented the sheriff's distress warrants.
Yep.
And asked that some items be removed from the tax list rolls. And so I have those, Christie gave those documents to me according to the distress warrant.
Okay, so we just need to go over them. And it looks like there's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine of them, correct? Do we need to go over each individual number on these, Sheree? Kim? This is what I could do. This is what I could do. Our numbers, okay, the Dakota County number on the top is 1006, and it goes to 10054. Okay, so there's the nine.
Just some way to identify them.
So we can, that's the way we can identify them. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll make a motion, unless, Randy, you have anything?
Are there nine, or is it just, there's only, I don't think there's that many, there's multiple years.
They are, so like this one has 2023.
You're counting each one as a...
And this one's 2022.
Okay.
There's nine.
Okay, so let's just go over them individually real quick, okay?
Yeah.
Is that okay? Let's do that.
Yep, you bet.
Okay, so everybody sees, and do we need to make a motion on each one of them separately? Okay, no? Okay, so let's talk about them real quick. So on our number, it's 10054, okay? Lake Village.
Just have your guys' backwards, sorry.
You want me to start from the other end? Okay, let me start with 10046, okay? It's Omar, and I can't say the name, sorry. It's Home Light Mobile Home Lot 33, and that's the tax year of 2023.
2200 G Street, though.
What's that?
2200 G Street.
Okay, 2200 G Street, Lot 33. Okay, and then the next one is another Omar, which is 2200 G Street, Lot 33. That's for tax year 2022. Okay, and then the next one is Rick Dahl, which is our number is 10048, tax year of 2023. And then we have another Rick Dahl, which is 10049, P.O. Box 11, year 2022. And then 10050 is 2200 G Street, Lot 29. Okay, year 2022. And then 10051, which is Lake Village SSC 2022 year. That's 604 152nd Street, Lot 61. And we have 10052, which is Lake Village 604 152nd, Lot 61, year 2023. And 10053, Lake Village, 604 152nd Street, Lot 62, year 2022. And lastly, we have 10054, which is Lake Village, Lot 62 as well, which is 10054, year 2023. Okay, that's what we have. So with it said, it just says the tax list corrections due to the Board of Rising Assessor to remove the property tax rolls and property recommendations in the Sheriff's Distress Warrant. Okay. What are you looking at?
You. I'll make a motion to approve.
All right. Thank you. Unless you want me to keep reading. Okay, I will.
I'll second it.
Okay. All right. So with that there, the tax list corrections, we have Bob and we have Martin. Will you call roll, please?
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Sorry. Okay, board to, are we going to be going in closed session depending on the Turk cases if necessary?
No,
okay. Okay, so that leaves out D as well. So we're going to go to 3, mail or emergency business. Sheree, any? Nanya? Public comment? Anybody want to public comment anything that we just discussed? Anything with the Board of Equalization? If not,
like make a motion to adjourn.
Oh, of course you would. 2:53.
Aye. All right. We'll reconvene at 3 o'clock with our county commission meeting. 3 o'clock. We'll go ahead and get our meeting started. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Go ahead and take roll.
Marty.
Yep.
Scott.
Yes.
Brian.
Present.
Bob.
Here.
Troy.
Here.
All right, this would be the time for public comment. We'll go ahead, if anybody wants to talk about anything that's not on today's agenda, now would be the time to come forward and talk about that.
Looks like there's nothing, Chair. Go ahead.
Kent Royal. Just an observation. I'm sure you're all aware of it, but you really need to replace the Nebraska flag out here in the pole. It's so faded, you can hardly make it out.
Okay. Yep. Thank you.
Really?
Thank you.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Can't make it out. It's terrible. Yep. Thank you for pointing that out.
Anybody else? Consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes from August 5th, 2024. Approval of payroll claims from August 4th through August 17th, 2024. Approval of payroll accounts payable claims. Approval of monthly accounts payable claims. Approval of official reports, register of deeds, county clerk, and the clerk of district court. I came in earlier and I had gone through all of the payroll stuff. Seemed to be in order. I did pull one claim out of the claim, the new Dorsey Road. I'd had a few complaints on the ramps on and off of that. Drove out and took a look at it. There is some pretty good humps on that. So I just want to talk to Jolene and the contractor to take a look at that. So that's the only one that I didn't have in that group.
I'm planning on coming out and driving it. They couldn't do it, but they pulled out.
Yeah. When the approaches came down on both sides to marry up with the existing county road, they wound up about an inch low on both of them, and then they just kind of filled some concrete in there. So they're going to have to do some grinding or something, but yeah. Yeah.
And then also note on that claim that there was an additional $6,000 or $7,000 for extra piling.
Yeah.
It was in the bid, but it was an additional.
Yeah. Yeah. That was on there. Yeah. You bet. Thank you.
So if you're cutting along at 45, 50 mile an hour, I think the speed limit's 50 out there, isn't it?
50.
It's 50, yeah.
So you got to be able to feel that.
Yeah, you feel.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. I think that's a good idea.
So you're holding that claim for this?
Yeah, we'll hold on to that claim until we, talk to everybody, get it worked out.
Make it right.
I'll move to approve all of the consent agenda items except
one. Okay, I'll second that.
All right, Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm excited to see what's happening next here.
Yeah. New business resolution. County Chair Hornstein to give update on LEC agreement changes and the board to discuss and approve or not approve sending a 360-day written notice of termination of the current South Sioux City, Dakota County law enforcement co-location agreement to South Sioux City effective August 31st, 2025 and negotiate terms for new agreement. I have talked to a number of the people up at the city administrator, their mayor, and they say that they are willing to sit down and look at the contract. The contract hasn't been looked at since it was originally written. It hasn't been
96.
So they don't want to just look at the cost. Both sides, I think, want to sit down and just look through the contract all the way through it. And what we're going to do is we're going to do that. They're in the middle of doing budget right now. We're in the middle of doing budget right now. So we had talked and said that, give 60 days to get past our budget times. Our side will have a committee or a number of people that are going to do that. Their side will get a committee together, and then we'll sit down and discuss that. And I don't think that there's a reason to send them that 360-day notice because at this point, that is to terminate that contract. And I guess I don't feel like I'm looking at terminating anything because I don't think the county's interested in trying to start up a law enforcement center or start up a communication system. And there's just no way you could duplicate those services. So I don't want it to be expensive.
So when the time comes, when will we have a committee put together then?
I would say probably in 60 days.
Okay.
But my question is, but if we don't come to an agreement, it's going to stay the same for another year.
It will. And it's also stayed the same for the last 15 years.
Yeah.
And hadn't been looked at. So,
you know, when the time comes, I would be intrigued to sit down with the mayor and Lance and whoever else. I know I've sat on that board for 14 years. Mm-hmm. And I know that it's been, it's been part of my objective to do the same thing as well. And I think everybody knows that.
Yeah.
You know, that I've, looked at a lot of different avenues. But you're going to have to definitely look outside the box, and you're going to have to be talking to sheriff,
and
Randy, their people. I mean, there's going to be a lot of people that's going to have to be involved.
Oh, for sure.
It ain't just the people that are writing the checks, because what's going to make sense?
Yeah.
So.
And this kind of started.
If it works out that way, I wouldn't be intrigued to do that because I've been around it for a moment. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, if it works out, it works out. But
yeah, and if if we get it together in the next 60 days and start that, you'd be more than welcome to sit in on that with us for sure.
I do have a question, Marty, and Kim, maybe. So if we don't send the letter, then how do we... Because we're going to end up... If we renegotiate, we're going to rewrite the negotiation anyway. So, Kim, I guess I'll defer to you. So I think we need to send the letter to let them know that, you know, we are serious about renegotiating the contract. Because let's face it, they're not going to walk away. We're not going to walk away. I mean, it makes no sense to have, you know, dispatching in two places. So anyway, that's just, yeah. I'm just asking Kim, from a legal, if we don't do it, I can't. We may need renegotiated.
Right, right, and I understand where you're going with that, but I just don't want them, and I can't see them doing this to us because you know we got to all work together, but you know calling our bluff on it, and then
you know so we send a termination letter, and it goes down, and they say fine. Well, then what are we going to do about it?
Right, that's my only problem. Yeah. Is what if they you know if they would call our bluff on it and say, well, guess what. You know, we're not going to do this, we're not going to do this, we're not going to do this. And here, you got the letter out there, and in 360 days, you know, there's no way that you could set up a communication center for the money.
Absolutely
you
know, not.
You couldn't do it. It's just, I mean, yeah, it's...
Salaries and everything else.
Yeah. So, but anyways, I see where you're going with that, but I don't want to get the cart ahead of the horse.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know. Maybe I'm foolish, but I just kind of feel like they said they would work with us, and in good faith, I'm comfortable doing that. And it hasn't happened for the last 20 years, so I think if everything does fall flat on its face, then at the next year you do that.
I think if we did that, I think as the chair has already sat down and talked to them and kind of came up with the plan, and if they get a letter, then I think it's going to probably insult them a little bit, and they're going to probably that would be my opinion. That's just my opinion, but.
But then they'd know we mean business and we really want to negotiate this.
Well, I think when I sat down and talked with them and they agreed to negotiate, I think they know that everybody in it means business. I guess.
Yeah. That's just my thought. You know, I see where Bob's coming from, and I don't know if that's good or bad business at all.
Because you know, if I'm South Sioux, and I just say, okay, what do you want us to cut, or what do you want us to reduce from the county from the county's obligations budget wise? You know, what do you want us to do? So okay, so here's 100,000. Because and I think I asked the question before is we need to have a specific like look here's what we need to cut and I know Marty you've had some discussions about you know we want to renegotiate but we're just saying we think it's too much and
well
hey, help us out
when we're not using the building period anymore
I get
okay?
it.
Okay
yeah.
So that I mean you got to look at that expenses there between you know the maintenance
we're using it to some extent
I mean you.
We have Deanna there.
Yeah, and we can't be bouncing her all around again. But anyways, it doesn't matter. So you got one office, okay? And I don't know who the victim's assistance actually works for, you know?
That's another thing.
You know, who do they actually work for? Do they work for the county? Or do they work for the city? Are they working for, both entities?
The numbers said, county. 70% of the time they work for the city and about 30% for the county.
Yeah, it might be 85-15. Yeah. But needless to say... Yeah, it doesn't matter to me.
And that's another one of the things that in the short conversation I had is that position's going to be looked at and decide what the future role of that's going to be.
Is the Brown in there a lot?
Oh, I'm not in there a lot.
Oh. Well, did you just say that we use it more than what we...
No, I'm talking about Deanna being there.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah,
I mean, we're not completely out of that.
No, but even... And I'll just give you an example. Even if you go back where it was a 50-50, like it is now, if you looked at the square footage of what the sheriff's department used and what the square footage of the city used, and there was no comparison. Of course, that was something that we were looking at back in the day, as saying, okay. So then you got realtors involved, and you figured out the square footage and this and that, and then it was when the state was paying the state troopers, the state patrol, you know, they were paying $300 a month or something silly. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so yeah, there's definitely a lot of negotiation that can take place, and how we want to go about it, you know, of the 60 days, or do we want to, you know, form a letter now and let them know that?
Because if we don't do it, the contract is then
the same.
The same
for 1 year,
right?
Yeah. If the parties don't renegotiate something, then yeah. But we the way it's written, case law, there's case law that says they can renegotiate it at any time, so yeah. It should be fine.
If it was renegotiated and there was an agreement made at next year, we don't have to wait another year to implement
right, right,
that.
Right. It's not like we got to have it before, you know, right. September or whatever, and then otherwise you miss out on another year. Mm-hmm. Where all of a sudden, instead of being 12 months, it becomes, you know, if it's 60 days, it becomes 22 months. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
I don't know. I think I would sit back and just let everybody talk about it before we do it. That's me, but I don't know. Do we talk about it? Do we vote on it? What do we do?
Have you had any other discussions with South Sioux since your initial one on?
No, because we decided at that time that both sides needed to get a committee together, and we're also in the middle of budget. So people didn't want to try to do it, because as anybody that works in the courthouse or the city right now, offices know that it's an awful hectic time. Lou, you keep raising your hand. Go ahead and throw it out here.
Can I get up?
Hello.
Okay, so now I have the agreement here.
Yeah, we all have the agreement.
Okay, and the termination says, now this is how I look at it. The termination says Dakota and the city may terminate this agreement effective on the 31st day of August in any year, provided, however, written notice of such termination must be delivered to the other party not less than 360 days prior. Okay, now just to your comment, Scott, when you made the comment about they might be insulted about if you give them a letter. Okay, they shouldn't be assaulted because they're in this agreement. They know this agreement as well as the commissioner. So how can anybody feel insulted when this is the business of it? They know that this is the business, and this is the guide of how this agreement is.
May I respond to that?
Sure.
Okay. If we would just send them a letter and then all of a sudden say, okay, we want to negotiate. But since we've already discussed negotiations with them, okay, I look at it as, is it good or bad business that we send them a letter? I don't know. That's why I'm asking this board. Okay, is it good or bad? According to this,
the letter should have been sent out first before the negotiation.
Okay. Well, that's all I'm getting at, Lou, is, you know, Chair has met with, you know, the city officials and have talked about it. So I just think sending them a letter after they've kind of discussed and kind of came up with a term or a time frame that, hey, in the next 60 days, we're in the middle of budget, let's sit down and talk about it. So am I overseeing something?
Nope, or not understanding it the way I see it.
We're still in that window, though, Lou, today, the 360-day, by August 31st.
Well, to my understanding is you have to send a letter before this August 31st.
Right. Otherwise, we go in that 22-month period?
To notify them of negotiations, which mm-hmm. you've already said they're willing to negotiate, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now the county is responsible to send a letter to agree with them that they're willing to negotiate. Otherwise, the board has not agreed to that, which that's what they're supposed to do, is to agree to negotiate or not negotiate.
It says to terminate.
It says to terminate.
It says to terminate.
So okay.
Terminate is not negotiate. Terminate is to end.
Right. So it's to end whether this contract goes on or not.
But
you have a year. You have from August 31st of 2024 to 2025 to negotiate. That's what's supposed to be the negotiating period. And then at the next year, which would be August 31st of 2025,
yep.
That's when you would have the new contract wrote up of what you negotiated, and that's when you all sign it. So according to this, it's now where you have the window where the city is willing to negotiate. Now the board has to prove they're willing to negotiate according to these terms.
But if we send them that letter, they can just say, well, we don't want to negotiate with you. You're terminating.
They have to negotiate with you.
No, they do?
Well, yeah.
I think they, I do think, though, I think they, we need each other.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, well, yeah, they'll negotiate, and they agreed to already. I have the meeting minutes where you had a meeting with Nancy and Lance and Rod where they agreed to negotiate. The city has committed to negotiating as far as what the minutes say, but the county has to commit to it. And to look out for the taxpayers of Dakota County, I feel you have an obligation to send a letter to void this contract. And it's not going to void the $50,000 a month today. It's going to carry on this whole year while you're in negotiation.
Well, thank you for your
And
input.
Marty, I don't think you're the one that should have been in the negotiation or even voting on it, because it's a conflict of interest with you being on the city planning and zoning board.
Lou, I am on South Sioux City's Planning and Zoning Committee, and I have addressed three Nebraska licensed attorneys in the last 10 days, and all three of them gave me the opinion that there is not a conflict, and they wanted to know where the person's law license was from that was giving me the information that it was. And they all agree that there is no conflict.
To me, as a taxpayer, if you don't approve of a termination of this, that is a conflict. That's my opinion.
Are you hearing this?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, so are we doing, is Marty or is this board doing anything that they're not supposed to be doing?
No.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to hear from the attorney is all. Okay, thank you, Tim.
No, and I had spoke to other attorneys as well as far as parties being able to renegotiate the contract at any time.
Okay.
And they agreed with that.
Okay, so where are we at then? We're
waiting on a motion to see if we should or should not send them a letter to terminate
okay.
our deal.
Okay, if there's anybody, I think everybody at this table, for the most part, okay, I would say everybody at this table would love to see a negotiation and less money.
Yep.
Okay, I've seen this for 10 years.
Yep.
Okay, and I've been down a lot of different roads looking at things. And I'm glad that it's moving forward, and now that, you know, they want to sit down and we're going to talk about things, we're completely out of there for the most part. Okay, so I would, me personally, I'm going to make a motion, if somebody wants to go along with me, not to send a letter today. Okay.
And I would second that.
Okay. Because who's to say how they're going to act, and then we're going to be sitting on the street in 360 days. I think the negotiation standpoint, I think they're good enough people, they'll work with us on it. I believe they will. And as far as a taxpayer as well, okay, I've been looking at this for many, many, many years of trying to figure this out, and obviously they're on board now to talk about it, so whatever we can save the taxpayers for being part of the LEC, we got to be a part of it, but how much do we need to be a part of?
Yeah.
Okay.
Brian?
So, what am I voting on?
We are not sending a letter.
Okay. I will say yes, we will not send a letter.
Okay, yeah, just say yes then.
Yes.
Or
well,
present.
I want to make sure that...
Yep, yep, or present, whatever,
sure.
Whatever you like to say, present.
Or a motion.
Okay, yeah, okay, just kidding. To adjourn?
Bob?
No.
Troy?
No.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
All right. Board to approve chair to sign the NIRMA agreement and release the insurance claim occurring on November 7th, 2023 involving deputy vehicle that was totaled due to fire.
1% of the county's budget, 50 grand, not to exceed. What was the, am I overseeing it somewhere? What was the total claim?
It was...
68,071.
Oh, 68. Okay, 68,071 cents. Okay.
If they want us to...
They've already...
The release, they've already paid, they just wanted the release.
Yeah, they're just wanting the...
Okay, I'll make a motion for the chair to sign the agreement.
Second.
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 Seven.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
All right. Board chair to appoint committee to review applicants for the appointment of county treasurer, which will become vacant effective October 11th, 2024. So I guess at this time we would need to decide the process that we want to go and who wants to be on a committee to interview respective candidates.
I said my two cents at the last meeting that Bob, Troy, and I are not going to be around. Not that we're not capable of doing that, that we our terms are ending, and I feel like Marty and Brian should be a part of that committee. That's my opinion. So do I need to make a motion in that, or is this discussion only?
Is there...
Just a point.
Just appoint them.
Okay. You can appoint
them. All right, Lou. One last time. Okay, go ahead. Come on up. This isn't the time for public comment, but I'm letting you come up.
This isn't public comment. I'm talking about this right here.
Okay, come on in.
Thank you. Okay, now this is what I have here. I have Nebraska Statute 32563, vacancy of, yes.
Are we still talking about the LEC, or are we talking about what's on the, we're talking about right now?
I don't know, what are we talking about right now, Scott?
Well, what we're about the treasurer.
That's right. That's what I'm up here for.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I know the difference.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Now, this is what I think, again. I don't think there should even be a committee, because according to this law, it says that you can read the first part, and then number one, it says of any of the county offices by the deputy, if there is one. Well, there is a deputy, and she's been here for I don't know how long. She told you here at a meeting a while back. So the second part shouldn't even apply if we have a deputy, especially that's been here and qualified. This shouldn't even be on the agenda. Okay, that's my opinion.
It says that in that number one, that this possession shall be taken pertaining to the office, and the functions of office shall be exercised as follows. It says would take care of the office until a permanent successor is duly appointed or elected. That's what it says right at the end of that number one, right? We'll do the office and we'll take care of the office until a permanent successor is it say that the second half of number one?
Well, the permanent successor would be the deputy, because down here in number one it says of any office, county office, by the deputy. It's the pertaining office and the functions of the office shall exercise by the deputy if there is one. And there is one.
Well, thank you for your opinion.
Welcome.
All right.
Is that a motion we need, Marty? Are you good on that?
Yeah. We also have normally on our hirings had an attorney sit in on the...
Deb said she'd be willing to do that if you wanted to help.
So we would have our Deb say in.
Mm-hmm.
Our deputy county attorney would also sit in, Deb.
Deb will?
Yeah.
Can I say something, please?
You bet.
I know there's been three other offices in the courthouse that have been vacated before, and the deputies rolled into those positions. One was upstairs when Phyllis Obermeyer passed away.
Christy
in the assessor's office.
Upstairs.
Wilchin.
Kathy Wilchin. got that. She didn't have to apply. She didn't have to do anything. Rolled right over to her. When Jeff left the assessor's office, Christy rolled right over to her. The other one is Cherie. When Joan left Cherie, it rolled right over to her, but Cherie ran for election, as did the other people.
Joan resigned?
She just didn't rerun.
Yeah.
Cherie wasn't appointed. She ran for office.
Yeah, that wouldn't count. Okay. So why were those other two people allowed, the deputies, to move into that position? And it may not be allowed.
If anybody remembers, if I may real quick here, I think when we talked about this, it was last meeting or the meeting, I think it was last meeting, and that was my first assumption as well. And I think if you were here, or I think
I was there.
Yeah, okay, but anyways, that was my assumption as well, because I couldn't remember exactly if Kathy, once Phyllis passed away, and I know Christy, and I didn't even take, I know that nobody else ran for the clerk standpoint, but that was my first assumption too. And then obviously I was told differently that was not the case. But when Bob left to come become commissioner, we, the committee, Troy and I,
and everybody had to apply.
Yep, we interviewed 5-6 people.
But why?
I don't
when
recall.
The law says
I don't recall.
The deputy is supposed to take the place. That's what this law says.
Is that what it says?
This is 45-day interim.
And that's kind of what I assumed too. I was told differently. And why we did it when Bob,
and then the board picks
instead of, turn it over to the deputy. I can't answer that. I'm sorry.
Scott, NERMA's current recommendation.
Is that what their recommendation is?
Their current recommendation is to do that.
Okay. So yeah. So NERMA.
I'll tell you what I had to say.
No, NERMA. That's their recommendation. Then that was checked into after our last meeting, just to make sure that things were done correctly.
And NERMA's our insurance people, so they kind of dictate to us of what we can and cannot do in some form or shape or matter.
Because they get a lot of money from us.
Yeah, well, what insurance company doesn't get a lot of money from anybody? Okay.
So,
what I would like to do is I'd like to point these two gentlemen here to, and Kim, or Deb, my bad, and then to go over the interviews of whoever applies for the position. And that person will have to be appointed 45 days past October 11th, is that correct? What's that?
Yeah, within that 45 days. Yeah. The deputy will take the interim 45 days.
Okay.
Unless you've got somebody.
All right. So, Scott, I think it says the chair to appoint the committee on the deal. So,
okay.
Rather than... I misspoke then on the motion. So right. Then I would.
On a deadline, Marty?
Yeah. That's what we need to discuss after we get the committee together, which I guess I would say that myself and Brian, since we're the ones that are going to be here, and that's the way the rest of the board feels, I would agree to do that if Brian agrees to do that.
Yep, I'm good.
And then I would hope that it would be advertised in the near future and advertised for 2 weeks. Are you good with that?
Are you okay of doing that?
Yeah, okay. I'm all right.
All right.
I mean, if anybody else was sticking around, I would certainly.
Yeah, I just think it's right. That's just my opinion.
So would you be pretty close to the October 11th deadline picking somebody, you think, or not?
Oh, I would think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I would think that person should be in position.
Yeah, I would think
45
days after. Yeah,
45
days
after.
Yeah,
plenty of
time. All right. So then you'll go ahead and take care of advertising that, Sherry? All right. Jolene Lubels, Highway Superintendent, requesting board approval of the MEI Professional Services for S Avenue Construction Engineering.
Hey, refresh my memory. Is this the one that's way out on the county line?
It's on the S, close to the county line.
Mile before the county line, right?
Before.
Okay.
That's
the hill?
Yep.
Okay.
The hill.
Yep.
Yeah. So I don't know if they attached the email with it, but they said that the time and materials, they usually don't put not to exceed costs on this, but they figured it could be six, if they did, how about if I just read this? We run them time and materials. Usually a project will run around 8 to 10% of the construction contract. In this case, it put the contract at $16,000 to $20,000. However, looking at the scope of work, the project will be closer to $10,000.
Which one are you looking for?
The S Avenue.
I was gone last week, so I don't know.
The S Avenue, Highway 35 one. I know they sent two.
Yeah, they sent two of them over. I see there's two of them here. Okay, right. MEI. Okay,
S
okay.
S 35.
Yep.
S 35.
Okay.
So this is then going out during the construction phase of the project, making sure everything's done correctly.
I was thrown off because Powell's name was on there.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the one by Cubics there, correct. Off of Highway 35.
Yep. We have two of the right-of-way contracts done, or the easements, the permanent temporary easements signed off on. We're waiting for the other one to come back. We had to send that to a trustee that lives in North Carolina. It would be a little bit consuming, but all the farmers are in agreement. They're ready to go. They just said we could hold off till September 1st.
We definitely need to move forward because this is an issue, and it's publicized, and we're just setting ourselves up for an issue, period. I mean, I'm just being honest. So, yeah. All right. So but you need superintendent requesting approval for the MEI professional services, S Avenue. So moved.
I'll second.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
I'm going to miss this place. I'm going to miss you guys. I come to every meeting, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Come to every meeting.
You ought to.
We get that in writing?
No.
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 Approved plans, specs, and engineer's estimate for the Lake Huona Drive project and authorizing Civil Engineer Construction LLC to solicit bids for construction on behalf of Dakota County, Nebraska.
There they are.
Hello.
Hey guys.
Good day to you.
Good day to you.
I got to tell you, I seen you. I was looking at something back in 2011. What was you a part of in 2011?
Oh, I was a CID, Dakota Dunes Manager.
Yep. You look younger today. Anyways, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Board of Commissioners. Brett Langley and Jeff Dooley here with Civil Engineers and Constructors, presenting final plans and specifications for the Lake Huona Drive Improvements Project. Our goal today is to get the final plans and specs approved so that we can open it up for bid starting tomorrow. We've put it on Quest CDM's website, the bidding platform we use, and we'd have hard copies as well available for pickup in our office so we can write down anybody who comes and picks up the plans and specs. We had originally talked about having all of the bids by, I think, end of August, August 31st, and our bid date is a little bit past that now. Like we talked about last time, it's September 10th is the bid closing, so didn't want to force them into too small of a window.
So you're giving them, is it, was today the 19th, 20th, so roughly 3 weeks?
Yeah, which is pretty average for us. So we post a public notice in the Dakota County Star this Thursday and then the following Thursday to meet that requirement of the public postings. So anybody who reads that can see that it's out for bid there, as well as we'll personally reach out to any of the contractors in the area that we know we're going to bid on it.
I think there's a lot of hungry contractors out there right now.
We're certainly hoping so, too.
There is. I've had the conversation with a few, and, I think we'll probably be surprised who the little bid will be.
We're hopeful. I hope to be surprised as well, yes.
Yeah.
Plans and specs are final. We can send you guys the PDFs of those or all of the files. I have a hard copy of both of them here as well. We can leave with you. Engineer's estimate is the third piece of that, so we are still a bit higher yet even than what we were hoping it would come in at, but short of arbitrarily saying we hope it comes in less, we can't really take those numbers down. That's not gonna make it automatically cheaper. So
what's the number you have?
1.5
So we bid the project internally with our the construction side of our team, and separate from our engineering side, putting this together, and they came up with exactly that, actually. So I would say it wasn't an overly aggressive bid. You know, it was the bid they put together if they wanted to get the job and be pretty happy with it. So.
If you had to guess, I'm just going to throw this out there, okay? Mm-hmm. If you had to guess, what do you think a contractor would come in at?
Well, I have to say this number, right? That's what I have to I know.
It's not going to be 1.1.
No.
No. I understand that. I'm just curious as to what his thought process is.
I would. I go on the record saying it, I guess, but I would hope for somewhere around 1.3.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say 1.2, 1.3.
Anyways,
neither here or there.
Yeah.
The driver on this thing is just the short turnaround time between bid and getting it done by the end of the year per your wishes. So just say it came in too high, you know, you could always backtrack and say, well, we're going to rebid this over the winter for springtime start, or, you know, next year start. So right now, you're trying to shove your project into their schedule, whereas if you did it next year, you'd be getting into their schedule early. So
I think I really believe that we'll get an attractive offer this year to finish this year. I really think that. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, and we kind of hope to avoid that, but you know, everything takes so much time, because a year ago when we were standing here having the same conversations, we were hoping to be in early enough where it wasn't a conflict trying to get it done this year. But I understand that life happens.
Definitely. And I think when we had this conversation earlier, you were going to get the prices and then make your considerations as to your bonding and all that stuff.
Yep.
So hopefully the next time you meet her. Two times probably.
And will we have a total number on all of our engineering costs? Because we're looking at splitting the engineering costs up from the bonding of the actual.
Yes. Deal.
And there was no trouble with the easements through Quarry Huff and that type of, that's done?
I'll speak to that. Quarry Huff is drafting the easements right now. From there, we need to talk to the homeowners again to get them something solid in their hands. And we'll see where that goes. We hope to do that later this week.
Okay. So yeah, our engineering version of the easements is done, is drafted. A professional surveyor puts that together, gives that over to the attorneys, and they draft kind of the legal language to it. So they're in the process of doing that right now and then making contact.
Yeah, as we have those discussions, it'd be really nice if we could have one of you guys involved in that, just from a local perspective.
With the homeowners.
With the homeowners, yeah.
We got a couple of good road guys that like to talk, so.
We have one landowner here, but then the other one we would probably need.
Yeah, for sure. Just let us know, and we'll definitely get on board with you.
And yeah, just seeing Eugene reminded me that we worked with Gene throughout some of this process too, just to make sure that temporary access road that we have going through there is in a good spot that works for him, as well as some of the ground right next to it. There's some extra cut material or waste dirt material from lowering the street a bit in some places that can be stored and kind of spread in some of those areas next to the temporary road. So
yeah, maybe a little bit
cost to keep it here.
A little bit bigger area, maybe to get a school bus turnaround at that end or
something like that. Yeah, good place to put it.
Easy enough. I'll make a motion too for you guys to go ahead and solicit bids and move forward.
Second.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
No.
September 10th, right?
Is the bid day. Yep, 1:30 p.m. Here, actually. I don't know if it's going to be this room or right in this room then. So, 1:30 p.m., bids will be turned in. We'll be here with the sheets. We will open the bids, read them out loud, et cetera, record all of it, unless you guys have somebody that has to do that for you. Unless you have somebody that has to, we can do all of that. So.
Usually, the road department and Jolene will meet, and thank you.
Yep. After that, we take the bids back, make sure they're all good, they have all the documentation they need, then give you guys an official recommendation, and that's what you'll see at the following meeting.
Well, houses are definitely coming up out there, so
they are popping
nice
up
to have a road.
So, we were matching up with a few of them later on, too, to make sure the plans were working with those new houses and new driveways as they were kind of being
built right now. How many lots are spoken for at this point?
Eight.
Yeah, great.
How many? Eight? Okay, and this is what's crazy. And if I could turn back time, I would love to.
You ought to write a song.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
But sure. 7-8 years ago, when Ho-Chunk, you know, checking the school and the city and everybody involved to do the Veterans Drive, which I think it's an amazing whatever it needs to be done. But the housing thing, thinking that there was going to be a return. And, of course, there were some big influencers that really pushed, you know, that we invested the 800 grand back then. And there's 12 houses down there.
Yeah, that place kind of...
You know, it's very disappointing in my eyes. But whatever.
Well, a lot of people want to live on a wider road with a little bigger lot too. And that's what they have on the country there.
Outside of the country. Yeah. Outside of the city. So.
All right, thank you guys.
Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. We're back up to Jolene's
Ward 12. Besides their
hello.
12.
Right.
Hi. We had 195.5 hours of maintaining, 9 hours of overtime, 35.5 hours tree removal. Spent 144 hours finishing up 197th Street, 19.5 hours on 225th. We had to remove a culvert there on that detour route. 10 hours on a culvert on Moody Road, 2 hours mowing, 117 hours hauling gravel. We hauled 51.89 tons of 3/4 clean, 40 tons of 1 inch, and 773.78 tons of road gravel. We hauled 527.83 tons in the yard, 12.5 hours on signing. I did not get Scott's numbers, it looks like, for all his weed stuff. We are doing, and then as you can see, we had some concerns for grading and gravel and some culverts. We are training this week. So Brian Jackson, he was recommended through us through Norman to do training. Today we did in class with Dakota City down at the fire hall.
Who's he? Is he like an independent trainer?
He's independent.
Or
he used to work for LTAP.
Okay.
And then LTAP cut funding, mm-hmm. and so he went off on his own.
Nice.
He goes everywhere and does it.
What are they training on today?
Well, this morning we went over safety, walk arounds, slope, angles, you know, pitch, all of that stuff for maintaining. A lot of in-classroom stuff. The rest of the week we'll be out on the road. So we'll be out on 137th Street over by Jackson and then possibly move into Moody. That's flat. The one's got a curve. Then we got some hills, so we located all of that. He said you guys are welcome to come out. If you do, let me know. I'll throw some extra hard hats and safety vests in the pickup so you guys have something. And he said he even let you guys get up in the maintainer. Kind of feel it out a little bit.
Oh.
Says it's usually a shock to the commissioners to actually know what all mm-hmm. is involved in that. So, yeah.
Well, personally, I think that's fantastic.
He wants me to get in there a little bit. So I'll
get on in there
first so they can fix what I do afterwards. But, I did text at the beginning of the meeting the engineering company for the Dorsey Bridge. He tried to call. But like I said, he was hoping to come last week to drive it and look at it. So when I get out of here, I'll give him a call back and kind of touch base and see what we can do to make that better.
Okay.
And we talked with the union guys, and they told you we're going back the 16th?
Yep.
5 days? Okay. And
September 16th?
September 16th.
Okay.
And the culvert they took out by Homer there, I think that needs maybe a little more dirt packed in there. It's starting to settle a little bit.
So
it's not terrible, but
we're hoping to get our bridge open by the end of the day tomorrow.
Is that going to happen then?
That's tentatively the plan.
Okay.
So once we get all that traffic out there, off of there, then that road's going to need a lot of work to get it fixed back up. All that traffic on.
I was out there last Thursday. I got a couple calls Wednesday night, and they had 2 graders out there in a gravel truck, and I mean, they were certainly putting their best foot forward trying to, but there's a lot of traffic on it. They were really working it over.
And at least the rain's keeping the dust down, but it's going to need a lot of work in the next couple of weeks. Depending on how this training goes, you know, I don't know if some guys will be able to sneak push away and do that. It might be a couple of days after that gets open and get back out there, but they're working on it. They'll work on it, that's for sure.
Still finding gravel easy enough at the places we're getting it? Knock on wood, or
we
no?
We had some breakdowns at different
plants.
So on the bright side, LG Everest has lowered their fee, so that's kind of helped a little bit. They were doing $16 an additional ton. Now they're like $230, I think, is what they charged us last week.
Okay.
The only thing that's came down.
I called the guys over at North Bend that have the gravel pit, and Lance was going to call them. They said they had a bunch of gravel if we didn't mind driving clear to North Bend. But
yeah.
How far is that?
How far?
North Bend is probably a 45-minute drive from Homer. It's just down past West Point, about 15, 20 miles.
Oh.
So I guess it's a little longer than that. Little
so you go to Oakland, yeah. and then you cut across?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did go and check one out in Plainview the other day, too, and I don't know, searching far and wide.
We're just gravel poor in this part of the state.
Right.
It's too bad.
Yeah. Hopefully, between three or four of them, we can get what we need.
This
winter, hopefully, it'll be, you know, with that side dump, they're planning
nice
on hauling into the yard all winter.
Get a good
so,
stockpile, for
sure.
Thank you. Is there anything else for us?
I got the next couple of things on.
Oh,
here,
do you?
So I'm staying here.
Okay. All right, we're discussing approve or deny purchase with monies from the ARPA fund. Road department requesting using ARPA funds to purchase a semi-load of road grader blades.
So I don't know if you guys had a chance to look. We put in a request with what we usually do, and then CAP come back and said we do a semi-load, make it worth our while. They were 129.78 cents per blade, but if we did a semi-load, they'd drop it down to 117.98. So that's a pretty good discount. The other companies only went down a couple dollars, and we asked for additional.
So overall, how much savings is that?
It started off.
I see. Well, did I see 29? Then it went to 20.
It was for the partial load. Was 20,000.
Yeah.
And then for the semi load, it was 28,000. So we're saving a couple of thousand dollars, is what it ended up being. We got a bigger load, of course,
right.
But
it benefited
us a couple thousand dollars to go with that extra amount. Not like they're not going to get used.
Yeah, we're definitely going to use them, and I got a feeling they're not going
to
get cheaper.
Do you have a place to park
them? Yep. We'll split them up between the shops. We get two different sizes.
Oh.
The 4-foot blades go to the satellite
shop,
so one person don't have to lift the 8-foot blade by themselves and into their backs or anything. So,
how long of a supply is that?
Mother Nature disciples that.
Yeah, and I'm hoping with this training, it might make them last a little longer, given the guys'
like
techniques.
But like a year?
I would hope a year.
We're
pretty darn close. So
The only question that I have is on the blades, each individual blade, can those be identified and inventoried so we know how many we have, where
each
they're
individual blade?
Right. Is there like a serial number on them or something? Because, you know, a while ago we had some issues with a couple of blades that disappeared. So if we had, what I'm trying to get at is we need an inventory of the blades. So we got 120 blades, and maybe they don't have anything on them.
They don't.
No UPC or anything.
I think the only way you can do it, Bob, is she would have to keep track of it, of how many blades there are, okay? And as they use them, you know, like D, whatever.
Well, I'm just thinking something.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Well, so every month when the guys fill out, anytime they do anything to a machine, we're supposed to keep track of it, you know, and...
Did you say supposed to?
Did I say that?
Well, and that's
they
why that's why I'm just
it.
Trying to get at it. It's not rocket science to
no,
identify
it's not,
this
it's
blade.
Not.
But it's...
Can we keep them under lock and key? Or not? They'll be outside.
They keep some outside, they keep some in the shop.
Some came up missing, huh? I didn't know that.
Well, they got borrowed. to look at.
Well, anyway.
But then that's why we spent $12,000 on cameras, too.
Right.
A lot of companies have, like, barcode systems. They scan the machine, they scan the thing, and it all calculates. But, the, I mean, you guys want to spend...
No.
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 That, I mean, you can't. That would be quite but, the system.
But on their routine... On their maintenance logs, they're supposed to put on there whenever they replace plates. Just tell them to be very diligent about that, because then a guy can go back and reconstruct that.
Right.
Yeah.
You just have to just beat that in their heads a little bit, that, hey, we got to keep tight inventory on the blades. I mean, among other things, obviously.
Well, and that was my concern, too. I said, you know, if we get to, you know, how when you got a whole ample supply, it's easy to, like, oh.
Well, I'm going to put new ones on today.
You got 10,000 pens in a box, and you just keep, every time you set a pen down, you lose it, you're not keeping track, and then pretty soon we're just going to start using it.
And don't get near as many miles out of a road grader blade as you think you would. I mean, it wears it, even though they're...
It doesn't, but you have to admit there are certain blade operators that...
Go through them fast.
Yes.
And like I said, with this training, you know, he's saying you should be able to get 80 to 100 hours out of a blade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just that these guys
listen
and incorporate these techniques they're trying to use. We got some guys that change their blade a couple times a week.
Oh, my.
But we've been screaming and yelling at them about that, so...
The only thing I have to add is I have talked to I got a couple phone calls from a couple of farmers that said with the windrow that's left on the outside along their ditch, they're not able to mow in there.
All they have to do is call us, and the next time we go out, we can go over to the other side of the road. It's just part of it.
So they're just reclaiming it so they have the vegetable matter in it that's going to break down over time. Is that the...
Yeah. And they'll drag it back across. If they tried to pull that out on the road, then you'd have blood and you'd have a mess and everything. So, yeah, they just keep working it back and forth. So, and then, of course, in the fall, then they eliminate the windrows so they don't get thrown in the ditch. But, yeah, if they just give us a call and say, hey, we'd like to get out there and mow, and we can get out there and get a fulfiller form. So.
Sounds good. And then...
So I'll move to approve on that one, Marty, the first one.
Okay. I'll second.
For the Folsom Milo?
Yes.
Okay.
From Ziegler.
Yeah.
Right.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
All right, we go to approve paying engineering costs for cleaning ditches of 260th Street and M Avenue using ARPA funds. So, who's in charge? Troy, you kind of know what's going on with this?
Well, we talked about taking out the bids to get some idea what we want to do on the road, and you've done that, Jolene.
Yeah, so I talked to Dan Alexander with Midwest Engineering, and we gave him about 12 and a half miles. I'm talking M Avenue from Hubbard to 270th, and then 260th from M Avenue to Highway 35. It's about 12 and a half miles. He threw a number out there of $54,250. He said that's more likely on the high side. He goes, once we go out and drive the roads, can kind of take some of this fluff out, know exactly what we want, narrow it down. They can come up with an idea, section A, B, C, and D. Put it out for, you know, get a cost estimate, throw it out for bid, then we can pick and choose. Like, Section A really needs it, we'll go with this. We'll wait to do the bid out Section B next year, or, you know, to kind of follow through. He said this is $54,000, but he said he expects it to be smaller than that once we start cutting out the fluff and, like I said, driving the roads and seeing what actually needs to be done. It will be time and material. He said it's a quick turnaround because I said we, you know, want to get this bid out because we want to put it under ARPA. He said, with that being said, and like Mr. Dooley said, we're having them go on our time instead of us on their time. That kind of makes a difference in cost.
Who comes up? So they look at it and they come up with the spec to what they think they need for everything to drain properly and everything that needs to be done.
Yep. And he's like, you know, we could go out there and just give a quick estimate. But I said, if we're going to do this, we're going to do this right. We don't want to have to come back in a couple of years and say, well, we should have done this when these guys were here, you know. Let's get these sections done and get them done right.
Would you guys want to, depending on, you know, what the costs are, would you want to break it down into a few more sections? You know, maybe instead of four, maybe six sections. So then, you know, if we could only afford, you know, two or three, we would be able to pick and choose, or what do you think,
Troy? My only concern is then if you get a whole bunch of different contractors,
I think he was going to break them down into, like, this area might only be 1 mile because it is extensive work, and then these 4 miles aren't going to be that much, but it's going to be comparable to the cost of this. So
we'd have a map then to see what's what.
And we would also have the ability, if we only did a certain percentage of it, at least our guys would have a plan going forward through next year.
Right, and then I said, well, I don't want to waste money on a contractor. You know, there's a half a mile of road that you look at and say, you know, if you guys just did this and that, I mean, it's something we could be capable of doing. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't need to get a contractor.
There's no way to bypass the engineer and do this?
I've talked to a few different contractors, and no, because if you don't have bid specs, well, some guy might come in here and take 2 inches of dirt out.
Right, when and then say for it.
So that's what they
said.
Did you
talk to Steve Harris about that?
One gentleman I did, yes.
Yeah.
25 years ago, you wouldn't have needed to do that, but now you
have to.
He goes, you'll have 10 different guys going out and have different opinions on what they think needs to be done.
What's do you have any idea, remember, what's a traffic count like on M Avenue or those are really highly traveled roads. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of people a day use those roads, aren't there? Maybe thousands?
It wasn't that high. But
was it like 300, 260 or 300?
That sounds like a really good number on M Avenue.
For some reason, I was thinking that's what I remember.
And I haven't looked at that. I can get back in there. And I think 260 on M Avenue are federal aid roads, so they would have numbers on those.
It'd be interesting to know.
I just have a problem with paying somebody, an engineer, to, because I think Jolene could go out there and do it. I think Lance could probably do it and do the same thing. I know you don't have time. Let's put it that way.
That's why I question. Can we eliminate an engineer? I don't know.
You know, for $54,000, and even if that's high.
Yeah, he said that was a high. To me, you're getting the culverts where they need to be. You're getting the slopes of the road. I mean, some places, the ditches are way above the roads. You know, and yet again, Lance and I couldn't go out there and say, there's this much buildup on each side of the roads, this many cubic yards needs to be hauled away, this many cubic yards need to come in to make this road. You know, it's just, time we did it,
You know who would be a sharp person, and he does a lot of engineering, and he's on, you know, is old Steve Harris Sr., and he's around, and he would be a perfect candidate. I mean, that guy knows dirt work and ditches and concrete, and I mean, he's very sharp, and he would be a good candidate to be able to go out and look and.
But then a fee would be involved in there, and then
yeah, but would it be $54,000? I couldn't imagine.
If his son wanted to go out and bid it, then would that be a conflict of interest at that point? I don't know.
I'm just
he might not even be interested.
Yeah, I don't think he would be either.
If we're wanting to do this ARPA, we kind of need this fast turnaround on this to get it. And like you said, some of the contractors are pretty hungry this fall. Get this done, get it out, and get it going.
I don't want to spend any more money than we have to, but I'd like to do something for rural Dakota County. I mean, there's a lot of grain hauled down that road. Those are some main busing roads. I mean, I think it would help that part of the county. You know, when you get on M Avenue too, you know, you're getting over towards and most people aren't going to take the gravel over to the lake, but you know, there's a lot of traffic that goes on M Avenue back into Hubbard from Winnebago and Emerson, and those are really highly trafficked.
Yeah, because you got Emerson feeds right into there, right out of Emerson.
And if we have the roads so the water doesn't run over them all the time and wash the gravel off, it's going to be a lot less maintenance, it's going to be less gravel. I mean, this takes money to do this stuff, I realize, but I would sure like to give it a shot. And so anyway, if you have an engineer go out there, you're going to have a blueprint of how much dirt you take out, how many yards. I mean, it's going to be the whole directions of how to do the road. And
it makes them accountable for it.
I don't know how you guys could do that yourselves. I mean, you know, because those guys, that's what they do for a living.
Well, and this trainer this morning was also saying, you know, if you got some, you got your road in good shape, it's less maintenance, less rock, the drainage, everything's, like, it's money in the bank because it's the less maintenance it's going to cause down the road. You have everything the way it needs to be. And, you know, we could go out there and say, oh, yeah, that's okay. The engineer might go out and do some measuring and be like, well, this needs to be different.
Have you done a lot of thought on this, Jolene?
I have.
I figured you have because and the reason why is because I think at a time or so, we had a conversation about this, and it didn't seem like you were really sold on it, but it seems like you're really sold on it right
well,
now.
Well, it's just, it's more than what Lance and I have
are capable
to do
of doing. I understand. I understand.
Yeah. I mean,
you only got so many people. You only got so much equipment.
Then you go out and do a road, and it isn't done the specs and standards,
like
and then there's an accident, yeah. And then they're looking at the county, well, your guys did this. Well, we can say this is how it was designed. This is how it was
you
engineered.
Like it? I like it. I wish the engineering was less, like always, but I feel that way on everything.
But maybe it will be.
But like when you go out and drive it, it might make a big difference.
And this might cost so much money that it's not even affordable, but I would just like to say, hey, we gave this a shot.
And is the engineer going to give us an estimation on what they think the cost could be?
Okay.
Don't be going anywhere, Mr.
I got an appointment.
Love.
I know. I'm just going to say, I got to be in North Sioux City here at 4:30.
Okay. Did you make a motion?
I'm going to make a motion to move forward with it because I think it makes good sense, and you got a lot of people that are. It's good, and hopefully it comes in a lot less, and then we can afford to do some things. So what do you?
Well, I was just going to. Okay. I guess I should make sure it passes first before I make my next comment.
That's true.
Okay. Brian, if it passes.
Yes.
Bob?
No.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yeah.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, so he said that if any commissioners want to go along in this ride along to scope out these projects in these areas.
I would love to.
Okay. Brian, would you want to get involved in that?
Sure.
If it works out? Okay.
Come contact me.
That was not in Guernsey during the day and that worked out?
In time. Yeah. I'm free.
All right.
Between 8 and 9 p.m., right?
No, that would be good. How about commissioner committee reports?
I had something, but I forgot. So, no.
If I had a next, oh, no. I don't have anything at this time.
No,
nope.
Nothing.
I don't mean to part, but I got to go.
You're
done anyway.
Mail or emergency business?
None.
Brian? I can make the motion adjourned. Scott, second?
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Thanks, everyone.